Head Coach Joe Imus, you're right back to work with a couple of games this weekend to wrap up your pre-Christmas schedule. Hopefully a good week of practice. Well, just talking before we start taping here, it's kind of been a tough week trying to keep kids healthy this week, isn't it?
It is, you know, and we didn't practice on Monday because it's a long weekend and give kids kind of a mental and physical break on Monday. Then we hop in Tuesday and we're missing about four guys to sickness, and right away we get one of our rotational guys. He gets hurt, then 5 minutes later, another rotational guy gets hurt. So, you know, we're used to it from last year, and thankfully we've been playing 11, 12 guys that, you know, it's next man up mentality, but we kind of need to keep guys healthy as long as we can.
And two big ones coming up this weekend with Kearney Catholic and Holdridge. You have a chance to really get back on your feet here. You had a good game against on Saturday with the final game against Burlington. You win two games this weekend. Hey, you're going to the Christmas break on a high.
Yeah, that's kind of the plan, is take care of Kearney Catholic first, and you know, hopefully we can get by them. Then the next game, we've got Holdridge, who's going to be deadly when they've got probably the best player in our conference with Garrett Johnson. So we like how we felt the last two games of the tournament in Goodland, and we made positive steps, which is always good to see. And we hope that this week, the next two games, we can keep making positive steps.
I know. It was interesting when I talked to Coach Lang, and he says, I can't find one game where they played everybody's playing zone against you. Nobody's playing man against you.
Yeah, the first five games we saw zone to start the game. The first three, that's all we saw was zone. Then, you know, we did a good job executing on Friday against Colby. They were in a 1-3-1, and we were able to knock down some shots, get some easy shots inside, and force them to man up. And then Saturday against Burlington, they started off in a zone, and, you know, again, we were getting some easy shots and forced them to play man. So, you know, I think our kids are figuring out, you know, what we're looking at against the zone and moving the ball and taking good shots. So, he's right, though, and, you know, there's a while there we're like, gosh, we're going to be in January and we're not going to have seen man. So, but Kearney Catholic, you know, they do play some 1-3-1. They primarily want to play man, but we'll be prepared for whatever they throw at us.
You know, Bryson's starting to shoot the ball pretty good. He's had some streaks that were pretty good. Josiah had a good streak again on Saturday against Burlington. So starting to see some guys to hit those perimeter shots a little bit better for you.
Yeah, and, you know, as a team, we're actually shooting the three exceptionally well. We're like 37%, which as a team is really good. Last year we were like 23%, and we still were an okay three-point shooting team. It's just, you know, some threes are probably ones we shouldn't be taking. We're taking some rushed ones, but when we take good shots from the perimeter, we've got a handful of guys. You know, Miles Pullman's knocked a few down, Gabe Gans, you said Bryson and Josiah. We've got guys that are capable of knocking down those outside shots, and when we take good open shots, you know, we're good with that. But that's the best way to get a team out of a zone, is shoot them out of it.
What about Kearney Catholic? You watch them on film. What's special about this team?
You know, they seem a lot like us, where they're kind of trying to find an identity. All of their players are eerily similar to one another. They do have a 6'6 kid inside who they want to get the ball to, a good lefty. He looks like he's grown quite a bit from last year, where he was a JV guy. But, you know, Kearney Catholic's got that basketball winning pedigree, where you know, they just got done having a good run of multiple state tournament appearances, and a lot of those guys were around, maybe not necessarily on the team, but eighth grade freshmen when they were kind of having those runs. So they know what it takes to win, and they're gonna, you know, run a motion. They're gonna want to drive on offense, and we got to be able to keep them in front. They're gonna shoot a lot of threes, so got to be able to contest those as much as we can, and we got to control the boards.
You mentioned you had one of your former players, an assistant coach. He has reached out to you, and he doesn't talk smack to you, does he?
Yeah, he'll wait. He's smart enough. He waits until the outcome. But no, Noah Velasic, he was one of my former players. He's a two-year All-Stater. He's played in multiple state championship games. He played at UNK, and, you know, he's a great kid. I still am in contact with him, and I know last year, talking to him after the game, it seems like he watched every one of our games leading up to that more than I did. So I'm guessing it's going to be the same thing, that they'll have the best possible game plan they can have against us.